My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He's got some big stuff going on. I want to hear his thoughts on not only that, but obviously doing Brown stuff this year again. So can't wait to talk to Chris. That's coming up at 11:20. Poobah just walked in here, and our good friend the barber in Pittsburgh also noting and talking about Andrew Filippone, who works at our sister station in Pittsburgh. He is saying sources, barring a last-second change of heart from the 49ers, maybe, or Brandon Ayuk, doubtful, the Steelers expect to trade for Ayuk by the end of the week at the latest. Okay, does that, Jeff, that goes back to kind of what we were saying before, that the Browns probably could do the same thing. The Browns could say, well, we're expecting Ayuk to be a member of the Browns if they accept that deal. It'd be the same thing, right? I'm trying to figure out why he would pick the Steelers over the Browns. Do you think the Steelers would be offering more money?
Maybe he likes Mike Tomlin.
That could be a reason.
Maybe he and Justin Fields are pals. Maybe he likes Russell Wilson. Maybe he likes Iron City beer.
All right. How about Icy Light?
I don't know.
Well, you're talking about regular Iron City. I'm talking about Iron City Light.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. You went IC. Obviously, you're familiar.
Well, those who went to Kent State with 1,000 Pittsburghers, watch them guzzle that stuff down like his. But the problem was it was all the guys from Steubenville that were drinking it. It wasn't the guys that were actually from the other side of the border. Those guys from Steubenville, they're crazy, man. Crazy.
Go Big Red.
Yeah, I don't know. What's your read on that? I mean, it's Andrew Filippone, who's, you know, one of us. He says the Steelers are going to get this done by the end of the week.
Okay.
According to his sources.
That's great. Maybe he has the right sources.
I don't know. Do the Browns need to drop out then, like a head coach who just found out they weren't getting the job in college, where they're like, we've decided that we're going to go in a different direction, because that's what New England did yesterday.
The Browns need to get ready to play the Green Bay Packers coming up on Saturday.
And Jameis Winston will be the quarterback. Speaking of, Robert is in Parma. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Robert.
Hey, guys. Thank you. Appreciate you taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I want to see Deshaun on Saturday. I think he needs live reps. Based on how few he's really been able to get and with such little consistency he's been able to get them. Second, I think, like, if you're not going to play him, why aren't you going to play him, right? You're worried about some Thursday All-American trying to make a squad.
It's possible.
But, does that really happen that much, though?
No. Text.
Is it like an urban legend?
No, but, I mean, we all saw what happened to the, like Jeff brought up, what happened to the Jets last year in the first game of the season. The other part of it is what Mary Kay said yesterday on our air. When Mary Kay said, look, he's coming back from injury. we want to give this a little bit more time to get him, you know, ramped up in practice more than just getting him out there for a meaningless game or getting him out there for 10 to 15 snaps.
Maybe that's it. One more point on that, too, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I think there's something to be said for learning how to take contact as well.
Yeah.
And I know it happens more at a youth level. You know, how do you fall? You don't want to brace yourself with your wrist. You'll break your arm kind of deal. So you go down with the elbow and you try to roll. I feel like he might need a live look at that. That's not just a hit in practice as well, because he's going to get hit throughout the season.
Yeah. Somebody, Robert, thank you. Appreciate it. And I understand what you're saying there. Our buddy of ours, CM, texted me, Jeff, and said, why don't they just in these preseason games just put red shirts on the quarterback in a preseason game? Why not put a red shirt on them so that you can't tackle them to the ground?
Does that get a defensive lineman or a linebacker or a blitzing defensive back ready for the season?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they do that in practice already.
Yeah, I think this is actually not a bad idea.
I don't think that's a bad idea at all either.
But I wonder if defensive coordinators would say that, sorry, that doesn't do us any good.
And then their head coach or their offensive coordinator say, just worry about touching the guy and we'll give you credit for a sack in that case. I mean, is this supposed to be a learning to tackle?
You can pull the flag on the left side of his belt.
That's fine. You want to do that too? The NFL's all behind flag football right now. Why not? Why not do that during the preseason? To me, that makes a lot more sense. And I'm not saying to play like the Pro Bowl, you know, where, those games were a joke. I'm just saying, you know, there's no reason to have to tackle a quarterback to the ground. And I'm sure that they say to the referees anyway during these preseason games, look, once somebody's got control of a quarterback, blow the whistle. There's no reason to play any farther, right? If you just say forward progress has been stopped, boom, that's the end. It makes more sense, doesn't it?
Oh, and I don't want to go Jack Lambert, but I mean, how much these guys play football for a living? How much are we going to protect these guys?
These owners are paying a lot of money for these guys.
I know, but it's still football. I mean, if that's the case, then just, you know, let's never hit them.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're starting a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to put red jerseys on them during the preseason, people get used to playing with red jerseys. Owners realize their quarterbacks are staying healthy, and now all of a sudden,
you can't hit a quarterback.
Your cat, the number one thing people are tuning in to see and the number one thing that you've marketed are all staying on the field. And you can't hit them. It's a slippery slope.
I'm not saying you can't hit them. I'm just saying you don't necessarily have to tackle them.
You just did for the preseason.
For the preseason, I'm saying you don't have to tackle them all. To get credit for a sack, you don't have to take them all the way down to the ground. That's all I'm saying. I mean, that's the way they run practices now. It's what they're doing in practice, and it's also a reason why when you watch the first three, four games of the season.
And you just said it, it's practice. It's not football.
But these games are practice, though, too. Just because we're calling them preseason doesn't mean they're anything.
But then are you going to carry that over into the regular season?
No.
But as Robert said, you got to learn how to take a hit, too. You know, I mean, that's part of this. We all understand. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. The quarterback position is the most valuable in sports, not just football, in sports. And you have to have your top-notch quarterbacks out there. On the other hand, it's still football. Part of football is you hit people and you tackle them.
I don't know. They made a major change to the game by this new kickoff rule. I don't see why the only time that I sit here and I'd be like, oh, I wish they would have done that is if my starting quarterback gets hurt during the preseason.
Let me throw a thought at you.
I'm ready to get. I'd like to just get rid of preseason.
Well, certainly. Isn't a lot of the quarterback staying healthy on the quarterback? Mm. A lot of it.
If it's blindside.
Not if it's the turf.
Yeah.
How in the world? And I just looked it up because I knew it existed. How in the world did Tom Brady play every game in almost every season of his career?
Avocados.
Other protection. Than that, no, protect. He got rid of the ball fast.
Okay.
Tom knew how to read the defense. He knew how to play. He had one season where he got hurt. I mean, it was a torn ACL. It was 2008. He played in one game. And he got hurt in the first game. And he was out. Other than that, his totals, he played 16 games a season. His second season, 15 games. 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16 every year up until the year he got hurt, and then up until 2016 when he missed four games, and that's it.
The other thing is the dude
missed one season and four games.
And he's also not a running quarterback. Never was.
Thank you.
So you're saying you don't want
I'm not saying anything. Okay. What I'm saying is the quarterbacks have a little responsibility to take care of themselves as well. You hang on to the football, you're going to get hit. You throw the ball fast, you throw it away, you're good, you might not get hurt. Brett Favre played forever.
Again, would you call him a running quarterback?
No.
Also got him a painkiller addiction on top of it.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
There's that.
It depends. What do you want this game to look like? Quarterbacks that can just go back in the pocket, throw the ball, and that's it? And so now you're in the same position? Or do you want quarterbacks that are able to scramble?
I'm just saying guys can keep themselves healthy by getting rid of the ball.
But if it's...
Favre played 16 games every season from the time he was 24 until he was 40.
I don't know. I'm just looking for Tom Brady's rushing numbers.
They don't matter. That's why he's not the greatest. Not the greatest of all time because he ran.
No, and I'm also saying that that's also one of the reasons why you can look down the list and see that he played 16, 17 games almost every year.
And how does team do?
Excellent.
So maybe you shouldn't run your quarterback.
Maybe we shouldn't have running quarterbacks in the NFL. That's kind of what you're kind of alluding to.
What I'm saying is the quarterback needs to protect himself.
James is in Cleveland. Hey, James, how are you?
Hey, James.
I'm okay. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good, good.
I agree with the gentleman. The quarterback has to learn how to get the ball out faster. And for you to imply, you know, making it even easier for quarterbacks, it's really like a sissy. I mean, come on, guys. It's football. You know, we don't want him touched. We don't want him to go to the ground. We don't want him hurt. If you're presenting an actual depiction during preseason, then they'll learn how to dodge and move away. But if you're making it easier, then you have the liability of getting them hurt in real games.
James, if you had a house that cost $250 million and it went up in flames the next day, would you be upset?
I don't have a house that cost $250
million. That's what I'm saying.
Let's not go there with those.
Why not? I could go there. I'll go there anytime
I
want.
Hey, James, welcome to my life.
James, if you own one of these teams and you have a $250 million investment and you have the opportunity to not get him hurt in a game that doesn't mean anything, why not alter the rules so that you can put him in a red shirt? I don't think that's a big deal in a preseason game, but better yet, just get rid of the preseason.
No, don't get rid of the preseason. You need the preseason to prepare for the real season.
You know what's crazy? I watch college football every year, and those games look pretty good to me, and I don't see them playing a preseason. Thanks, James. Appreciate you.
I do, James.
You appreciate him? I just said I appreciate him.
Oh, good.
Did you miss that?
I heard you.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're on the same page.
I heard the snark.
There's no snark in there. Like, I understand, guys. I mean, we watch the game because it's a violent game. I get it. I understand it. But if Deshaun Watson gets hurt in a preseason game, I'll be like, ugh, here we go again. But, I mean, if you feel confident in Jameis Winston, who gets to start for the first game of the season, then so be it. It's all good. Hey, look, as long as they win, I don't care. I don't. Joe Flacco proved that to everybody last year, too, didn't he?
Well, until...
until he started throwing the ball to the other team in the second half, which we saw him do all year. It's just the defense was able to cover, and they weren't able to cover in the playoff game or help him out in that situation. All right, let's do this. We're bringing in Chris Rose. We'll bring in Chris Rose next right here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And the man at the other end of the line went to school there. He also went to University School, which is now home of the Houston Texans this week as they practice to get ready to play Pittsburgh. He is Chris Rose, and he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hello.
How are you, my friend?
Chris.
Good. How are you?
Good. Before I get into Browns, I just want to say I was really excited. I was following you on Instagram today, and I saw you're going to do a reunion show with Best Damn Sports Show. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, it's about a week and a half away. I don't know if you guys have heard this thing that Michael Rubin's been putting together, but it's called Fanatics Fest, and it's going to be up at the Javits Center in New York City. And for people that are familiar with Comic-Con, which is a big thing, I believe it's usually in San Diego, if not exclusively there, it's kind of sports version of that. So they're going to have a bunch of rotating shows on their center stage, and we're one of them. They approached Tom Arnold about it a while back, and so Tom kind of threw a fishing line out at us, and everybody but John Kruk, who's got a commitment with the Phillies, will be there from the original, kind of most original cast, if you will. So super excited about it.
Will John Boy put that back out, or can we watch that at all, or is that just kind of in-house?
You know, I'm still finding out if it's going to get streamed. I would hope it is, because I've been getting that question an awful lot. Obviously, they're trying to get as many people to roll through New York City as possible, but
sure,
that just can't happen with a large section of your fan base. So I'm hopeful. We've put together what we think is a pretty fun show for the day, and I can't wait, because it's still the show I get asked about the most.
cool. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm excited for you, Chris. I hope that after it's done, it makes its way onto YouTube or something. So.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I really do.
So have you scratched the number four off of your flip chart for Saturday's game?
Yeah, I don't even think I put him on it to start out with because I had a feeling he wasn't going to play. I am curious about some other people, but I think that... I mean, I don't know. I haven't talked to Coach Stefanski yet. We do have a production meeting with him. He's usually pretty good about giving us an idea of who is and who isn't playing. And, you know, I mean, it's not like it's trade secrets. It's preseason. So, but it's important for us as Browns fans because look at how many people we ended up playing last year in a playoff run that you were like, yeah, not a big deal if they play or not. Well, they ended up being starters, some of them in a playoff game. So you want to familiarize yourself. It's fun. And hell, football's back. So let's just roll.
Yeah, Chris will be the voice of the Cleveland Browns on television, on the Cleveland Browns preseason television network across the state. Nathan Zagura will hop on there too. Aditi Kikabala will also be on the broadcast with Chris again, who returns again for another season. I know we talked about this a lot last year with you having the, you know, to be able to do these games. But as you walk into another season of this, just your thoughts on what we're going to see with a team that seems like they filled all the holes they needed to in the offseason and just got stronger depth-wise outside of the quarterback spot.
I think they got stronger at the quarterback spot. Yeah. As well, going into the season. I mean, none of us knew that Joe Flacco was a part of the equation at this time last year. Heck, we didn't even know he was a part of the equation in October of last year. So I think having a guy like Jameis, who I think Jameis's best work, to be honest with you, is done behind closed doors in Berea. He is a guy that has become like a tremendous leader in the NFL and a guy that people gravitate toward. You know, I didn't love it that he was basically like Grady Sizemore. He was a 30-30 guy, I think, his last season in Tampa Bay. But hopefully a few years in New Orleans may have cured those ills. And I'm excited to kind of see him play on Saturday against the Packers, even if it's just a few series. The rest of the team, you know, there's not a lot of spots available on this squad, assuming everybody's healthy. But that's a large assumption. We already have a bunch of guys that are down and going to be down for a considerable amount of time throughout camp. And that's why I do think that these three games matter for a lot of young, talented players.
Chris, I wasn't sure if your phone dropped or if you stopped. So there you go. Sorry for the pause there. I'm real happy with the fact that the Browns went out and brought in Jameis Winston to start this season. And I think it's a direct reflection on, you know, what happened last year and then Flacco being, you know, coming in and saving the day. I would think if NFL teams, it might be something that they try to do more often if there were available quarterbacks. And that's the thing to me that is interesting about this. If you look at backup quarterbacks in the NFL, how many of them really give their team a whole lot of confidence? And I think that might be a good separator for the Browns this year if anything were to happen. Is there a better way to develop guys to be backup quarterbacks than having them be guys who washed out as starting quarterbacks?
Well, let's take, for example, the team that we're playing on Saturday, the Green Bay Packers. Do you even know who their backup quarterback is?
I do not.
Okay. So it's Sean Clifford, who it felt like spent about 9 years at Penn State, and Michael Pratt, who was a 7 out of Tulane this year. Those are the two guys that they've got. So if something happens to Jordan Love,
yep,
they are going with either a second-year guy or a rookie at this point. For a team that has extremely high aspirations, I think they're as high as the Browns, to be honest with you, that's trouble. It can be trouble. And the Browns learned, I kind of feel like, a little bit the hard way last year. Remember, they felt like, okay, we're in a good spot. Deshaun Watson is is going to be with us a full season when the guy has been around. He hasn't been injured, you know, outside of the rookie year ACL. But other than that, no injuries. He's there every week. But, you know, Josh Dobbs is a guy that we feel like we can. And then all of a sudden, DTR explodes in the preseason. They're like, nope, he's good enough. And then week four, Baltimore happens, and they throw DTR to the Wolves, and it was ugly. I think it was 28-3. And then all of a sudden, they're like, okay, we felt good about DTR in the preseason. We really like him. They loved him coming out of the draft at UCLA. And he just wasn't ready. So there could be, I mean, hell, the Jets last year. Look at what happened after one series. And they thought they were going to be okay because Zach Wilson was the number two overall pick. Well, that didn't happen. It's just, you're playing with fire if you're going to go with an unproven guy. Sometimes it works out, a la Tom Brady, but that's 25 years ago now.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works out, a Kurt Warner, but that's Super Bowl 34. We're talking about, you know, 25 years ago. But if you don't have a guy like Jameis Winston in this league, boy, you're just playing with it.
Hey, Chris, what are your thoughts on this Brandon Ayuk situation, and where is he going to end up? And is he going to stay in San Francisco? Is he in Pittsburgh? You think he's going to end up here? What do you think?
So I was at Niners camp yesterday for NFL Network, and so we were kind of right in the thick of the sauce. And he was in the building, from what we understood. We didn't see him, but we had heard from people there that he was attending meetings and everything. Throughout training camp, he has been on the practice field at times. That obviously did not happen yesterday because that's where, you know, the most vocal voices have been. It kind of crescendoed yesterday. My gut feeling is that he moves. With the people that we spoke with and how far along things are, it sounds like it's really in Brandon Ayuk's court at this point. He has to decide with whom he wants to sign an extension right now. There's no way in the world he gets traded and doesn't sign one. That'd be ridiculous for whatever team trades for him. For me, it's probably most interesting from the Niners' standpoint because if they had traded him before the draft, they could have gotten a pick this year that would have helped them. Now, you could be stuck. I mean, they have to get something back that can help them this year, whether that's another young receiver, an ascending receiver from a team, whether that's maybe an extra defensive back, maybe a lineman because their line is still kind of outside of Trent Williams. But it's going to have to be picks, multiple picks, and a player is my guess.
Well, if you're a team that has an abundance of offensive linemen, Chris,
mm-hmm.
Is that something that might interest them? Or do you think Amari Cooper would have to be involved in a deal?
I don't think that Amari Cooper is, from what we heard yesterday, it doesn't sound like that's something that would happen. And once again, you have to think about this. If you want to kind of read between tea leaves, Amari Cooper practiced yesterday. If there was any possibility that the Browns were in discussion with the Niners and Amari Cooper's name had been brought up, he would not have practiced.
Like Kendrick Bourne didn't practice for the Patriots a couple of days ago. Same kind of deal.
Or like any baseball player that gets pulled out of a game in the middle of a game. Same thing.
Yeah, I mean, take the Jack Flaherty example, right? He was supposed to start against us a week ago Monday, the day before the trade deadline. They said, you know what, take the day off. Wait until you get, and he ends up getting traded 24 hours later to the Dodgers. That's probably a good example.
Chris, let's switch over to baseball then. Your thoughts on the Guardians and where they're going with this thing right now. This is a huge weekend against mm-hmm. Minnesota, and you've got back-to-back double. You got a doubleheader today, and you got a day off, and then another doubleheader on Friday in Minnesota, which seems weird.
Well, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. The Diamondbacks come here for one series, right. And there's...
No, I'm talking more about the Minnesota. Like, I don't understand why they didn't play... I'm the only guy in town talking about this, but I don't understand why they wouldn't just play doubleheader on Saturday rather than Friday.
My guess is because I haven't checked Minnesota's schedule, but my guess is that they're off tomorrow as well.
Mm-hmm.
And both teams probably agreed, you know what, let's get the doubleheader out of the way after an off day. That's my guess.
Yeah, the other one I thought was because of TV. The night game's on Apple TV. The day game, I think, is on MLB TV. That was the only other reason why I thought.
The day game's only on MLB TV because it's a,
right
it's
now.
A day game.
Yeah, okay.
They picked it up. That's not an originally scheduled game or anything.
Kind of weird. All right, so how big is this weekend then, my friend?
Well, I mean, it's pretty substantial. The Twins have been playing very, very good baseball, and they're going to be amped up there. They are winless this year against us, Baltimore, and New York. And those are three teams that if they make the playoffs, they're going to have to beat more than zero times. And so, I'm sure they're talking about that a lot in the clubhouse right now, a lot. As far as we go, we're kind of grasping at it right now, guys. We don't have... I heard the soundbite from Boder right before I came on that, you know, we're kind of trying to figure it out and piece it together. You know, when's Alex Cobb going to be here and help us out? When is Matthew Boyd going to be ready? And then the other night, the Diamondbacks came back twice against our bullpen, which just, that doesn't happen. They might get one guy, but to get two guys in that game, that's virtually unheard of this year. And it's why when I do spend a little bit of time on social media, just want everybody to take a deep breath. You know, Stephen Vogt, he keeps ruining our games because when we're down one, he's putting in pitchers that we shouldn't put in. Folks, I'm going to tell you, I've covered this game a long time. Bullpens are the number one thing that fans do not understand. You don't know who's sore. You don't know who's available. Guys have been used 4 out of 6 days. You can't use them all the time because this is when it's going to show up, is August and September, when guys walk in there and can barely lift their arms above their head. So you just have to, if somebody's in a bullpen, you have to use them at some point. And I know it doesn't sound ideal, but it's the honest to God truth. So you just have to be patient with the sort of situation we're in.
What do you think about Alex Cobb? I can't wait to see him throw, and I hope he has plenty of juice left to go, but he hasn't thrown a pitch yet this year.
Yeah, that part I'm not worried about. I just want, it's more the health with him. And when he's been available over the last 3 years, he has been a good pitcher. He's been a good pitcher, not serviceable, good. So I think it was worth the risk. Obviously guys like Skubal and Crochet didn't move at the deadline. I don't know what it would have taken to get Jack Flaherty in our division. That's a guy I would have looked at. I would have looked at Yusei Kikuchi, who ended up getting traded from Toronto to Houston. We're certainly trying to make way with a guy, a 37-year-old guy who's been oft injured, but when he's been on the field, he's been pretty good.
All right, Chris. Well, we're bringing good weather in for you. We had bad weather yesterday, like all kinds of trouble here in Northeast Ohio.
But is everybody okay? Yeah, everybody all right?
Yeah, that was the first question. Our family's good. Jeff's everybody around here. But yep. There are a lot of friends of ours that or family that I knew of that got completely displaced because their roof came off their house, or there was a fire department that had a roof come off, and then just crazy weather here. So hopefully by the time you get here, everything will be good, calm. It'll be Chris Rose, Chamber of Commerce weather for you this weekend.
Gotta like that.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm excited. I love being there for those games. I get back-to-back weekends in the hometown. What else? Who's got it better than me?
Nobody. Are you at another camp today or no? You were in San Francisco yesterday, so I'm just curious.
No, just home doing a few things before I got to hit the road.
All right, Chris, we look forward to seeing you this weekend on the Browns television preseason television network. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it as always.
All right, thanks, see you buddy. Saturday, my friend. Chris Rose, always nice enough to join us and great part of the show, and we love having him on. Of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and of course, you'll be able to watch him on TV, but I know you'll be listening to the game on 92.3 The Fan, so I'll just let you know it that way. So, and when we come back, I want to talk about the Guardians because they've got a doubleheader today after the rainout yesterday, and then, as Jeff and I have been talking about, you got this huge series against Minnesota coming up over the weekend. So you've got all kinds of rotation. It's almost like a chess match trying to figure out some of the things that the team's going to be doing over the next couple of days. So we're going to talk about that when we return. Plus, Mike Silver is going to join us at high noon, too. So we got all kinds of fun stuff. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3, The Fan.
Your starting lineup for the Cleveland Guardians today as they begin the first leg of the doubleheader against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Ben Lively will be on the hill for the Guardians today, hitting first in the lineup. Stephen Kwan, the left fielder, hitting second will be the center fielder, Angel Martinez. The designated hitter, Jose Ramirez, will be hitting third today. Okay. Josh Naylor hitting fourth, playing first base for the Guards. Hitting fifth today, the right fielder, Lane Thomas, breaking in that jersey quite nicely, I must say. Hitting sixth today, Andres Jimenez, the second baseman. The third baseman, Daniel Schneeman, will hit seventh for the Guardians. And the shortstop, Brian Rocchio, hitting eighth, down in the squat, playing catcher, throwing down the signs. Bo Naylor hitting ninth for the Guardians today. And that gentleman is your starting lineup.
Has Thomas hit fifth before?
Yes.
He has. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I saw some. He's been hitting fifth against right-handers, right?
Ah, okay, that makes sense.
I think is that the deal? He's dropped down and hit fifth a couple of times.
Yeah, I like him in the two hole, I will tell you that, but it varies, it depends on.
I read the other day, again, and I've seen this a couple of times, and it was a story, I believe it was on ESPN, about farm systems.
Yeah, I saw that ranking, but I didn't.
Boy, did they say, I've seen this a couple of times. It's like they gave up a ton to get Lane Thomas. I thought, wow, that's interesting.
What'd that do to their ranking? Wasn't that the gist of the story?
They're still fairly high, but they said they gave up a ton and that they're counting on some of the young guys because of the guys they traded in the Lane Thomas deal. Alex Clemmy being the main guy. But they traded two left-handed, you know, starters that they drafted, last year? Yes.
Did you feel like they gave up a ton?
When it comes to prospect capital, yes. And I don't want this to sound bad or anything because it will sound bad. You know, it's not like you picked up Aaron Judge. You know, you picked up a serviceable outfielder. And Lane has done a really nice job here, and I'm glad he's here. But you did give up two highly thought of, very young prospects. What's that mean? Nothing. It means, you know, you're trying to win this year. So I get that. And you know, I'd have given those guys up too because you needed an outfielder, and he's done a nice job. But it's not as if you picked up a guy who has historically been an outstanding, you know, power hitter or a great hitter at the major league level. Glad he's here, though. I think he's done a very nice job.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I like him. I think it was a good pickup. And then you'll see. We'll sit here and we'll watch and see what the prospects do and if they make it to the bigs. And if they have great success in the bigs, you can sit around and go, oh, man, why didn't they keep Lemmy? I don't understand. What were they thinking? Remember that guy we get picked up for a year or two?
Yeah, but you can't do that here because you're trying to win it this year. And you're trying to go deep. And I think they have a chance to.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, there it is.
What is it? The song of regret. The Cleveland sports song of regret is probably what it'd be. I hate playing that game.
Clemmy's going to turn out to be good. We missed us.
Just mentioning, you know, that the guy's highly thought of.
I walk by his bedroom every night and see it empty.
Just telling you what these national folks are saying.
I'm holding if you give a mouse a cookie.
I said I'd do it. I can no longer read it
to poor Alex.
I wonder if he should have played in the NBA.
I should have tucked him in one last time. Give him one last hug.
Maybe he could have helped Team USA in volleyball today against Poland. 6-6.
I could have done more. I could have made that lasagna again.
A left-handed outside hitter. It would have been great. Jeff is not having any of this today. None of it. You have an okay day.
There are moments where I kind of wonder if we should have this show at cameras on so you could see Jeff hating both of us.
You have an okay day today? I'm worried about you.
Oh, I'm having a fine day.
See, no, I'm hearing you. It can't be any worse than mine. Let me get your opinion because I've got 3 minutes to do this story. The last 2 days, I've been pushing it to get to work because for some reason, help me, one of our dogs decides to hide right before I leave. I was checking on the dogs before I leave. Sometimes I take them out, make sure everything's good. And then, and of course, it's Boomer, right? It's got to be Boomer. The last 2 days, and you guys have heard the panic in my voice. Like, I can't find the dog. I cannot find the dog. Like, I'm going in every room. I'm looking in underneath every bed. I'm going.
Did you assume the dog was in the house?
Yesterday, I wasn't sure because one of the kids may have left the door open on the way out the door. So I was like, And so yesterday, I was completely freaking out. And I'm like, I got to get on this conference call, and I'm worried about the dog.
Does your dog know your house?
Yes. Better than I do because I can't find the dog when it's hiding.
Do you have a back porch or a front porch or something like that?
No. To get to?
No, I mean, for instance, if the dog was outside, could the dog, like,
yes, I think so.
Curl up on the porch and take a nap until somebody came home?
Yeah.
So, in other words, the dog runs you. You don't run the dog.
Man.
Because you're spending all of your time running around worrying about the dog. The dog's got it handled, Andy.
I don't know, man.
Got it handled.
So here's the other part of it. So, you know, I was kind of, you guys heard the secondhand part of this. My wife heard the firsthand part of it. I was like, I can't find the dog. And so I called her and she's like, hey, calm down. I'm like, I know, but what if something's wrong? Blah, 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 blah. And she was just like, okay. So she was cool, calm, and collective about it. And as I was driving
in. And you have two dogs.
We have two. Boomer and
Bauer. The
other
one looking at you like, what the hell is he doing?
Well, Bauer's following me around. And so now I'm like worried. I'm like, man, Bauer just like won't leave my side. I'm like, oh, man, I hope something's not wrong. Right? So I turn around and I'm just like, I can't find him. I'm like, I got to go. So I call my wife, I'm a little frantic. I don't know if you know that every once in a while I get frantic. And all of a sudden.
Dan, did you know that?
I've sensed it, but never witnessed it.
Thank you. That's why I like you more than Jeff. And I'm glad that I can announce that, too. So, anyway, we get off our conference call, and I look, and my wife went home to make sure the dog was okay, to find the dog.
Man, and she sent a picture. That dog's wagging the tail of that household.
But then she leaves me with this bit of wisdom. The dog is playing you.
Yeah.
He knows that you're leaving. And he hears you yelling for it. And like, I'm trying every trick, too. I'm like, outside, because normally they come out when you say it. Or treat, that's like the best thing you could say. They know it, right? Or they hear the bag open when you go to get the treat out. And I tried everything again this morning, and my wife said, the dog is playing you. I'm just wondering I'm wondering if my wife is right. 216-474-0092. Let's come back. We will talk to Mike Silver, San Francisco Chronicle, and give us the latest on Brandon Ayuk and what's going on with that deal.
All right, your starting lineup for the Cleveland Guardians today as they begin the first leg of the doubleheader against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Ben Lively will be on the hill for the Guardians today, hitting first in the lineup. Stephen Kwan, the left fielder, hitting second will be the center fielder. Angel Martinez, the designated hitter, Jose Ramirez, will be hitting third today. Okay. Josh Naylor hitting fourth, playing first base for the Guards. Hitting fifth today, the right fielder, Lane Thomas, breaking in that jersey quite nicely, I must say. Hitting sixth today, Andres Jimenez, the second baseman. The third baseman, Daniel Schneeman, will hit seventh for the Guardians. And the shortstop, Brian Rocchio, hitting eighth, down in the squat, playing catcher, throwing down the signs. Bo Naylor hitting ninth for the Guardians today. And that, gentleman, is your starting lineup.
Has Thomas hit fifth before?
Yes.
He has. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I saw some. He's been hitting fifth against right-handers, right?
Ah, okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Is that the deal? He's dropped down and hit fifth a couple of times.
Yeah, I like him in the two-hole, I will tell you that. But it depends on.
I read the other day, again, and I've seen this a couple of times, and it was a story, I believe it was on ESPN, about farm systems.
Yeah, I saw that in ranking, but I didn't.
Boy, I've seen this a couple of times. It's like they gave up a ton to get Lane Thomas. I thought, wow, that's interesting.
What'd that do to their ranking? Wasn't that the gist of the story?
They're still fairly high, but they said they gave up a ton and that they're counting on some of the young guys because of the guys they traded in the Lane Thomas deal. Alex Clemmie being the main guy. But they traded two left-handed, you know, starters that they drafted, last year? Yes.
Did you feel like they gave up a ton?
When it comes to prospect capital, yes. I don't want this to sound bad or anything, because it will sound bad. You know, it's not like you picked up Aaron Judge. You know, you picked up a serviceable outfielder. And Lane has done a really nice job here, and I'm glad he's here. But you did give up two highly thought of very young prospects. What's that mean? Nothing. It means, you know, you're trying to win this year. So I get that. And, you know, I'd have given those guys up too because you needed an outfielder, and he's done a nice job. But it's not as if you picked up a guy who has historically been an outstanding, you know, power hitter or a great hitter at the major league level. Glad he's here, though. I think he's done a very nice job.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I like him. I think it was a good pickup. And then you'll see. We'll sit here and we'll watch and see what the prospects do and if they make it to the bigs. And if they have great success in the bigs, you can sit around and go, oh, man, why didn't they keep Lemmy? I don't understand. What were they thinking? Remember that guy we get picked up for a year or two?
Yeah, but you can't do that here because you're trying to win it this year. And you're trying to go deep. And I think they have a chance to.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, there it is.
What is it? The Song of Regret. The Cleveland Sports Song of Regret is probably what it'd be. I hate playing that game.
Clemmy's going to turn out to be good. We missed us.
Just mentioning, you know, that the guy's highly thought of.
I walk by his bedroom every night and see it empty.
Just telling you what these national folks are saying.
I'm holding if you give a mouse a cookie.
I said I'd do it.
To poor Alex.
I wonder if he should have played in the NBA.
I should have tucked him in one last time, gave him one last hug.
Maybe he could have helped Team USA in volleyball today against Poland. 6-6.
I could have done more. I could have made that lasagna again.
A left-handed outside hitter. It would have been great. Jeff is not having any of this today. None of it. You have an okay
day.
There
are moments where I kind of wonder if we should have the show at cameras on so you could see Jeff hating both of us.
You have an okay day today? I'm worried about you.
Oh, I'm having a fine day.
See, no, I'm hearing you. It can't be any worse than mine. Let me get your opinion because I've got 3 minutes to do this story. The last 2 days, I've been pushing it to get to work because for some reason, help me. One of our dogs decides to hide right before I leave. I was checking on the dogs before I leave. Sometimes I take them out, make sure everything's good. And of course, it's Boomer, right? It's got to be Boomer. The last 2 days, and you guys have heard the panic in my voice. Like, I can't find the dog. I cannot find the dog. Like, I'm going in every room. I'm looking in underneath every bed.
Did you assume the dog was in the house?
Yesterday I wasn't sure because one of the kids may have left the door open on the way out the door. So I was like, and so yesterday I was completely freaking out and I'm like, I got to get on this conference call and I'm worried about the dog.
Does your dog know your house?
Yes. Better than I do because I can't find the dog when it's hiding.
Do you have a back porch or a front porch or something like that?
No. To get to?
No, I mean, for instance, if the dog was outside, could the dog, like,
yes, know, I think so.
Curl yeah. up on the porch and take a nap
yeah.
until somebody came home?
Yeah.
So, in other words, the dog runs you. You don't run the dog.
Man.
Because you're spending all of your time running around worrying about the dog. The dog's got it handled, Andy.
I don't know, man. I was worried.
Dog's got it handled.
So, here's the other part of it. So, you know, I was kind of, you guys heard the secondhand part of this. My wife heard the firsthand part of it. I was like, I can't find the dog. And so I called her, and she's like, hey, calm down. I'm like, I know, but what if something's wrong? Blah, 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 blah. And she was just like, okay. So she was cool, calm, and collective about it. And as I was driving
in. And you have two dogs.
We have two. Boomer
and Bauer.
The
other one looking at you like, what the hell is he doing?
Well, Bauer's following me around. And so now I'm like worried. I'm like, man, Bauer just like won't leave my side. I'm like, oh, man, I hope something's not wrong. Right? So I turn around and I'm just like, I can't find him. I'm like, I got to go. So I call my wife, a little bit of, I'm a little frantic. I don't know if you know that every once in a while I get frantic. And all of a sudden.
Dan, did you know that?
I've sensed it, but never witnessed it.
Thank you. That's why I like you more than Jeff. And I'm glad that I can announce that too. So anyway, we get off our conference call and I look. And my wife went home to make sure the dog was okay, to find the dog.
And she sent a picture. That dog's wagging the tail of that household.
But then she leaves me with this bit of wisdom. The dog is playing you.
Yeah.
He knows that you're leaving, and he hears you yelling for him. And I, like, I'm trying every trick too. I'm like, outside, outside, because normally they come out when you say it. Or treat, treat. That's like the best thing you can say. They know it, right? Or they hear the bag open when you go to get the treat out. And I tried everything again this morning, and my wife said the dog is playing you. I'm just wondering
your
if
your wife is right.
I'm wondering if my wife is right. 216-474-0092. Let's come back. We will talk to Mike Silver, San Francisco Chronicle, and give us the latest on Brandon Ayuk and what's going on with that deal.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.